guys from Hollywood will come. So we have already, we have made a little space already. We will keep this space. Kindly sit down. I see many more devotees are coming in. Krishna, I would suggest that our children, we have a children's room. Hare Krishna. Oh my God. Some project is there. Yeah. Ooh. Oh my God. But this is healthy. When they are really authentic, you know. Hare Krishna. Good. I just wanted to make a remark. I can really see this subject about authenticity is very much sitting with many of you. And I have seen that this is a very important subject, and I have always been interested in this because by my astrological thing, I'm a waterman. What is it called? Waterman? And is that Aquarius, yes. For them it's an absolute need to be authentic, whereas for other people who have other conditioned nature, they like to fit in and so on, perhaps more. But for everyone, no matter what is the personality type, finding our authentic path in life is a must. And because I could see that this is very, very, you listen very, very carefully when I talk about this, I would encourage you to research that a little bit more, what this could mean for you. I can only say it helped me very much in my spiritual life to find my authentic path. It's not always so easy, and what I found out in my life is there is always something in your life where you know, that's me. I cannot imagine myself without doing this. It has to do very much with finding one's Dharma and living one's Dharma. So the Dharma is, you can identify you can find your Dharma by asking the question, what do I like to do, but what can I also do quite good, you know, or better than other things. And then if you want to bring your Dharma into the world, you can ask the question, where is a need in the world for what I can contribute? And then stay with this. And once you start with these three questions, what do I like to do, what can I do, and where is a need, then you do your first steps on the path of Dharma. And paths always appear when you start walking them. You know, that's the fact. You can't think of your purpose, and you have to act in your purpose as much as you can, and then it will develop. Also, your dharma can develop your authentic path if you keep a few dharmic rules in life. The four regulations is definitely good. Being ethical and kind and compassionate to others is good, and then it will develop. Don't be discouraged if you feel I'm not living authentically at the moment, but start moving in such a way in your life that you will discover your own authentic path. And these three questions might help you. What do I like to do? What actually can I do? Sometimes you like to do something which you are not capable in this life. What can I do? And where is an actual need in relationships or in the world for my contribution? And then go with that. And the rest will be Sean. Yes, so that was on authenticity, but now I want to speak a little bit about my life, the new year. With regret, I have to announce I have canceled the US tour. I have discussed with New Vrindavan, where I used to give my annual Holy Name retreat, and also with His Holiness Indra Dumna Maharaj, and both of them have said yes, don't, when I explained to them why. My dear devotees, I have a burning desire to put something into the world which I feel is important for the people who are not yet who are not connected with Krishna consciousness. That's the majority. We are still a relatively small minority, and I also feel interestingly that what I want to put out into the world in a slightly different form is also necessary for our devotees. In the world is so much in the process of moving away from themselves, from their true self, and becoming more and more externally facing and more dissatisfied. And I have been writing this book next to all my other services on meditation. It's much more than just meditation. It's a road, a process which is shown that helps people to move back to themselves, to discover themselves. I say things like, finally we can stop being human doings, but learn what it means to be a human being in the true sense of the term, being in our center and so on. So it is something which has this book I have written at least three times new, and with the project book which is now there, it's the first time where I can say, yes, this is the this is my contribution to the world. This is the best I can do. This is really me. I there is a team in America which wants to make it a New York Times bestseller, and as much as I it will help the book to be sold, but I really do not want to write a book just to get become a bestseller. That's very simple. I want to write a book which I want to keep in my pocket and always refer to and read to, because it's me. It's my presentation to the world. That is what I can give. It's my authentic presentation. But I hear it's very good. So let us see what comes with it. I need to finish this a little. I need to finish it, completely finish it. We are now in what we think is our last edit. Then we will have to give it again to our very, very patient editor in America. And then I want to give it to a God brother who has written books, who knows about the art, to just check if it is all good. Then it's not just a book, it will be many lectures around it. It's a whole project, and I need to keep this year a little bit open to see how everything goes. But so that's the one thing there. Then I'm also parallel, I have written the outline for a book for devotees. I feel to save our devotees from being totally outward facing and help them to find their authentic path in life, they need to learn the art of going inside, contemplation. There is a science which I have, I've researched Prabhupada's books for this and our tradition, and I've written a parallel book for our devotees. No, it's not just that I write this for the outside world, but also to our little circle, our those who practice Gaudiya Vaishnavism. And then I want to finish my another book, and perhaps another book. So I have been working on this for my whole life, and I want to finish it because my true desire is to be more connected with Vrindavan and all Vrindavan stands for. I want to come twice a year first to Vrindavan. I'm in contact with Bhujan Prabhu. We have been given the Govardhan retreats, but we want to now give another one in springtime. I hope it works for the year 2025. Yes, so there are a few projects I need to do. It's not books alone, it's retreats, because around the books there are retreats, there are seminars, there are hopefully TV, and hopefully I will speak in the greenhouse and the white house and the yellow house, you know, about this. It's all orientation. But I do give a few programs, and they are very, in my mind, very attractive, as you will see in a moment, where you can come and hear, go deep in your Krishna consciousness. So save the date. The first is the Bhakti Immersion Retreat. We call it the Eastern Retreat. It's in Goloka Dham. It's from March 28 to April the 1st. You will find the registration where you can register for that. And the speakers are Keshava Swami and Hari Prasad Prabhu and myself. So it's something which we do together with the Swiss devotees, our Syamananda, his wife, and his good wife, and others, and it's a retreat which is meant to go deeper in Krishna consciousness. These very nice, relishable subjects about Krishna and falling in love with Radha and Krishna, all these things are discussed there. If you know the speakers, they are very. I mean, Keshava Maharaj and Hari Prasad Prabhu, the very informed people. It's really nectarian, and if you can't obtain be there in person, I would really recommend to you to listen to the recorded things. That's the first thing. Afterwards, we will put all this on a forum where you will can have it. It's the holy name Immersion Retreat in Radha Desh. It's in from September 11th to September 15th. The retreat starts in the evening of the 11th. But if you want to travel all this way, you might like to be there already on the 10th so that you can celebrate with us Radhastami, which is on the 11th. No? Am I clear? The retreat starts in the evening of Radhastami. I will be there the whole Radhastami, and if you have time, you are very much welcome to see it. There you find the registration, bhaktivedantacollege.com. There will be insights, worship, group japa, and many hours of kirtan with many talented kirtaniyas. That is there. Then we have other retreats where I will participate. It very much looks likely that I will be, not for sure, in Serbia for the summer retreat, and also for the Bhakti retreat in late summer in the Swiss Alps. But there, I know, if you want to come there, you will have to quickly make up your mind, because This retreat usually is very quickly filled with registration. The environment is so beautiful, but also the content of the retreat. I know Keshava Maharaj. Has he confirmed already? He has confirmed. He is there and nice devotees. Bhadra Hari was always there. I don't know if he has also confirmed. I see. So it will be very nice. And I used to go to Switzerland often when I had more time in life. So if it is at all possible, I will come, and it looks like highly likable. Shyamananda, this is also for you, because you were a little bit nervous when I said perhaps I will not come. It looks very likely that I can come. Krishna's mercy on me. And there will be other small things, but these are things, Holy Name Retreat, and more is there. What is, and then the two Vrindavan retreats, the Holy Name Retreat and Vrindavan. This retreat center is really first class. We have 240 beds, and there are many people, many ashrams around it. For this, there will be our Burijan Prabhu and myself. The Holy Name Retreat is the first, and Govardhan Retreat is the second. If you ask me which one of the two would you recommend more, I would go for the Govardhan Retreat. It's also longer, and there's a lot of Krishna Katha, and also Jagatarini takes part in there. She's amazing, Jagatarini. She was in a movie with Mick Jagger. That's how I got to know her first. Hare Krishna. So, if you wish, my dear devotees, if you wish to be informed where I am and so on, and also where I have, what is it called? Internet programs, online programs, the articles, poems, updates, announcement. We have made a WhatsApp group for that. Nityananda Kari types in the name. That's her good. That's the good number. You have to contact this number. And you say, Hare Krishna, my name is so and so. I'd like to join Guru or Maharaj's WhatsApp group, whatever I am to you, that is that old man's Japa group, WhatsApp group, you cannot say it. No, you write that young man's. So that's how you can, I would say for those of you who are not on this WhatsApp group, at this moment, why don't you get out your mobile telephones now and just make a snapshot of that number? There is that number is the number of Nityananda Kari, and she will type you in to this WhatsApp group, and then you will get the announcements and updates and articles and poems. No? Yeah. It seems everyone is on. You know about this already? Yeah? So if you don't have it, snapshot, ping, and so on. Fine. That's how we can stay in contact. There could be many, many things which I add to this. Yes, I'm connected by Krishna's mercy with many wonderful projects all over the world. But I do not wish to keep you long, because now we will go to the Hollywood surprise. I just need to ask something.